guest, world-famous Phil Ivry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. This is General Galen Shaw.
I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Robert Leonard. Here's Phil Hendry.
And Doug Danger has returned.
Doug Danger. I thought I'd never hear his name mentioned again.
I had no idea what happened to him. Well, Doug was up in Canada, I guess, and he's on our newsmaker line right now to talk with us. Hey, Doug, are you back in Orange County?
Yeah, I am, Phil.
And where were you, man?
I was in Hamilton, Ontario. I told you I had some friends who were... I had a couple of friends who were sick, and I just took I took 2 years off. I know your people come from Canada, right?
My family's originally from Toronto.
That's right, but don't you have a cousin or...
Yeah, my cousin Fran lives... She lives around Hamilton, I think. So what happened?
Nothing happened. I just decided to take a couple of years off and see what I was... You know, just see what I could see. You know, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I know that I've said that, and I've finally got to the point now where I don't think I have to say it as much.
Yeah, no, I think you don't have to say it, Doug. I think everyone's familiar.
Well, unfortunately, General, I can't take your word for it. I mean, I love you, man, but I can't take your word for it because you, as a straight guy, you've got to, you know, the reflex is to be homophobic and to go, oh, no, not another gay. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying. I just think when you say I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, it's redundant.
Well, I want people to know the road that I had to travel, the road of prejudice, the road of insult. I want people to know that's where I come from. I want them to know the fire that I walk through. I want them to know the crucible that I was born in. So, you know, when I say, for instance, Phil, I've known you, Phil, for you. You know I'm gay, right?
Of course I do.
Phil, everybody says the same thing about you. You go, of course I do.
He always does that, Doug. He's been doing it now. He's been doing it for the last half year. I think Phil's voice is... Does the voice change a second time?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. Give me a break, will you?
You just did. You just went, of course.
You do, Mr. Henry. You do what?
I mean, the point that I'm making, Phil, is that... It's not that I don't... That I'm insecure, but you're always... I'm not sure whether you're a homophobe or not.
Oh, come on, man. You and I have talked about this. I don't know what your story is. You want to keep thinking that I'm a homophobe. Why? Because I don't think you got to keep on saying I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
No, I just got done telling you. I'm almost ready to put that away. And it's okay. You know, everybody here know I'm gay. Like, okay, let's say you guys are a big crowd of people. Do you know I'm gay?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Yes.
Well, why didn't you all... Oh, never mind. You know what?
Doug, come on, man. Sometimes I think you're kidding.
Yeah, am I kidding, really? Am I kidding? You know... that all it takes is somebody to roll their eyes or look, you know, I'll say to a guy, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I'll get the eye roll. I pinned this guy against the garage door once, and I had a crowbar in my hand. And
all right, Doug, we don't want you to start admitting to things that is going to get you thrown in jail.
Well, I can tell you.
You said what you said, and...
I said to a guy here, I was getting gas, and he said, is that all? I said, you know, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, right? And he goes, and he didn't say anything. He rolled his eyes. That's all it took, man. As I was leaving, I aimed my car at him, and he kind of jumped out of the way, and I went, I forget it, you know?
What are you going nuts or something, man? You're going to wind up in prison.
No, I just want people to know that when I say I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, don't roll your eyes, because I almost ran that dude over.
Yeah, and you're going to wind up in a jail cell, man, if you keep that stuff up.
Really? No kidding. I know, Phil, but I got to... I don't know.
What's going on, man? Are you back working for the paper?
Yes, I'm back working for the paper, and they got me on the TV beat again, and there's nothing going on. Nothing going on.
And what is... So your column is going to be about... I saw your column, Doug. Apple TV rotten to the core?
Yeah. I you know, my feeling is that Apple TV, all of these new services, whether it's Hulu or Udo or Hoot...
Yeah, that's what they ought to call it. Who knows the Hoodoo that you do, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I see. You're the only guy that... Doug, why are you being such a smartass?
Because I'm... Nothing going on, man.
So what?
So I made my name for years... as an out-and-proud gay man and gay journalist. Okay? Okay, Phil?
Yes, I know.
Yeah, see, you're even impatient with it.
No, I know that.
All right. Now, there's no TV on. There's no films being produced. The gay community is sort of, you know, we're waiting around for Donald Trump to get flushed down a big toilet, so...
All right, well, I don't want to really get all that political here. I thought we were going to talk about television.
Well, that's the whole thing. There's no TV production, no film production. There's nothing going on. I go up to a guy, hey... I'm Doug Danger. Doug Danger, I'm a gay man and gay journalist.
You said you were Doug Danger.
I said I'm Doug Danger, man, okay?
But don't keep pointing out everybody's mistake, dude. It's an impossibility.
I'm Doug Danger, gay man and gay journalist. Understand?
Yeah, I know.
Here's another guy that's impatient about it.
Well, Doug, if all you do is just remind people of that...
I haven't done it for a long time. I'm telling you, I'm putting it up. But I'm trying to get something to write about here. The Courier's got me on the damn TV beat, so I went over here, tried to interview a couple of these executives at Apple TV, some other places, and I said, "Yeah, I'm Doug Danger. I'm Doug Danger. I'm a gay man. I'm a gay journalist." I was over here at Poncho Productions. They got a couple of TV shows that were going to debut this coming fall. Now they pushed everything back. They don't know when anything's going to happen. And I said, "Hi, it's Doug Danger, gay man, gay journalist." And the secretary gave me this look like I just landed in a flying saucer. Now, she's a woman, so all I said was, you know, just go get your boss. And
You did what?
What do you mean I did what?
You said she's a woman. What does that mean?
It means that I wasn't going to trouble her with how angry it made me. When I said to her, "I'm Doug Danger, gay man, a gay journalist," and she stared at me like I landed in a flying saucer. You heard me the first time, right?
Yeah, Doug, we heard you, but have you not yet figured out that people are going to be looking at you like that?
No, I have not figured that out. I'm telling people I'm gay. We ought to be able to accept the fact that people are gay. And when I get some secretary of some third-rate production company called Poncho Productions, I never even heard of them, and they're doing a TV show or two. I guess they got something coming up on a fall schedule on one of these new networks. You know, Jap TV.
Oh, come on, Doug. Now you're starting to sound, you know, like a bigot.
Yeah, what do you mean, Jap TV?
I don't know. So,
you sound frustrated and angry. It sounds like the 2 years off or whatever you took did not do you any good.
It didn't do me good from the standpoint, Phil, is sending me out to do the TV reviews, and there ain't nothing going on, man. They're not producing any TVs. So I went on to this company, I'm telling you, Poncho.
All right, so they're not producing TV. What about movies?
They're not producing any movies.
Well, what can you do? Can't you do some retrospectives?
Everyone's doing that.
But I mean, they are doing a lot of retrospectives, though. I've seen, like, on TCM.
Oh, TCM, man. Go ahead and just go ahead and bring me a cup of acid, and I'll stick it in the acid and just go forget it.
What is happening, man? Doug, you're losing it.
Yeah, everybody else gets to have cabin fever but me. Is that it?
Is that what your problem is, cabin fever?
No, but it's being away. It's not cabin fever. It's being away from meaningful reporting.
So there's nothing happening in television?
No, there ain't nothing going on in TV. Nothing. And so whenever I interviewed this guy from Poncho Productions, he's got some TV show. It's about some guys that land on another planet and set up a colony and, you know, and have sex with each other's wives. It's the most asinine thing. And this guy is a guy by the name of David Crozier. And I said, you know, "I'm Doug Danger. I'm a gay man, gay journal." And I shorthanded it just so I wouldn't have to, you know, he wouldn't understand what I was saying. We could just move on.
Now, do you do the shorthand because you really don't want people to understand?
Sometimes I do, yeah. These days when I say I'm Doug Dagger, gay man, gay journal, they'll say, "Excuse me, what?" I'll say, "Oh, well, you know, it's not important because I've got it out."
So all you need to do is just say it.
Yeah, and so that's why I invented the shorthand.
Why do you need to say it at all, though? That's the big point.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've been saying it for years.
Because I need to say it, because that's my identifier. That's who I am. I want people to know what I've been through.
All right, so you say, "I'm Doug Dang, gay man, gay journal."
What?
What do you say, man?
I go, "Hi, I'm Doug Danger, gay man, gay journal."
Gay jimbalin.
Gay jimbalin?
Well, that's what it sounded like.
Let me do it again. "I'm Doug Danger, gay man, gay bin."
Gay man and gay bin.
Wow, you guys are...
Come on, will you? Danger, we don't understand what you're saying.
I'm saying gay man and gay journalist.
You say Doug Dang.
Doug Dang. Dickman, don't piss me off to the point where I come out of this office that I'm in, get into another office that I call a cab, because I won't drive the car, I don't trust myself to drive a car, drive it directly to your house, and hang from a noose a sheep that's had its throat cut.
Oh, boy, man.
You know what, man? You need a vacation.
I'm sorry.
No, you really, you want to just get off the line? I'm gonna let you go, Doug.
No, please, man. I'm really sorry.
A sheep with its throat cut. Man, what is wrong with you?
I'm sorry. It's just, I walked into this guy's office. I realized there's no television being produced. There's no movies being produced. Not because of the pandemic, but these people are out of ideas. And I walked in and said, "Hi, Doug Danger." And I had a couple of ideas. I told you about that one show they're producing where these guys land on another planet and have sex with each other's wives. It's ridiculous.
Is it a comedy?
No, it's a drama. So I had an idea, and it was called Doug Dang, Dang Me, Ought to Take a Rope and Hang Me, I'm Doug Dang. Okay, and it's about a hobo who's gay, all right, I'm like the king of the road. And
no, wait, what's the title?
Dang me, ought to take a rope and hang me, I'm Doug Dang.
Well, no, there's the song that Roger Miller did.
Right, right, dang me.
Right, it's called, what was it called?
It's called Dang Me.
It's called Hang Me.
Dang Me.
Dang Me. So the name of the show is Dang Me, Dang Me.
Right, yeah, ought to take a rope and hang me, I'm Doug Dang. And the show is about a gay hobo who's going from town to town in boxcars. Fuck it.
Well, what's going on, Doug? I mean, you really sound distressed.
Well, I went into this guy's office, this guy at Poncho Productions. I was going to interview him, and he bored me with a bunch of shows that they were producing, and they're not going to have a second season. They were not, you know, they may not have another run. I said, look, I got an idea. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And I said it very clearly so you'd understand me. The first time I said, I'm Doug Dang, gay man, gay man. You know?
That doesn't make any sense at all, what you just said.
No, it's shorthand for gay man, gay journalist. So I said, I'm Doug Danger, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And he kind of scratched his nose and chuckled a bit. I saw the shoulders go up and down as if he was chuckling, and he goes, really? And he was looking at his tie. When someone begins to examine their tie...
They're not paying attention to you.
Or they're laughing inside. And I just went, I shook my head, I threw my hands up, I said, I had an idea for a show called Dang Me, I'll Take Rope, Hang Me, I'm Doug Dang, about a gay hobo, but guess what? I'm not giving it to you now, man. I'm taking it somewhere else. And he did a little toodaloo wave of the hands, and that's all it took for me.
What did you do, Doug?
I didn't do anything. I just picked up a plant that he had in his office, and I threw it out the window.
I have never known you to lose your temper like that.
I've never known me to lose my temper like that.
Neither have I.
I have never known you. I've known you to get upset. I've known you to get in people's faces. But I have never known you to vandalize someone's office in front of them.
Well...
So what happened?
What happened? I just left. And they called the lot security on me and said, guess what? You know, I'm leaving. And they tried to... This one guy put his hand on me and I said, wow. I said, you just made the biggest mistake of your life, putting your hand on me.
Doug, is the pressure getting to you?
Phil, don't try to...
No, is the pressure getting to you? You went to Canada. Were you happy?
I was happy for a couple of years. I was taking care of my friends. We were relaxing. We were talking about books we wanted to write, places we wanted to go.
And you wind up back here in California, back on the TV beat.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, son? It sounds to me like it's time to quit.
It's time to... Where am I... That's pretty funny. Where am I going to go, man? What am I going to do?
Why don't you go out and write the book you want to write or go see the things you want to see? Why don't you become a freelancer or something?
Freelance? In this...
This is a great time to be a freelancer, man. This is a great time to be working for yourself because, you know, all of these people who are out there having to work for companies, they don't know when they're going to be back. They don't know what kind of safety precautions will be taken on their behalf. They don't know what's going on. If you can earn a living per job...
That sounds pretty far out to me.
Doug, Doug, what's your name?
I'm Doug. I'm Doug Dang, gay man Gaben.
Gay man and Gaben.
No, man, don't.
Gay man and gay journalist.
Yes.
I think Phil's got a great point. I think you want to try it out. Give your notice there at the Courier.
Oh, my, you've been at the Courier for 20 plus years.
Yeah, I have. My whole life is the Orange County Courier. I came out, and the first thing I did is I walked into my boss, Newbie Wilson. I said, Newbie, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And he went, ha, 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 like that. And I said, no, I really am. And he just looked at me, his eyes bugged out of his head. And that's when I lifted him off the chair by his tie. And I said, from now on, no one laughs at Doug Dang. And I dropped him. And he said, what's with the Doug Dang? I said, my name's Doug Danger, but I'm doing some shorthand, Gabe Gibbon.
You know, no wonder people don't like shorthand. That's getting almost to the point of ridiculous.
Well, guess what? It helps me, okay?
Hey, there's Stan Saverin. I just saw Stan Saverin on TV.
Who's Stan Saverin?
Stan was the guy that I worked with him at WKIS in Orlando, Florida, back in the day. And now he's there.
Who gives a shit? You're talking...
All right, watch your language, will you?
You're talking to me, man. God damn.
All right. But Stan Saverin was... okay.
What'd he do? He go from Orlando to Pittsburgh. Good for him. You went from Orlando to L.A.
No, I didn't. I went from Miami to L.A.
Whatever, man. Are we talking about me?
But we're talking to Doug right now. You're right. Go ahead.
Go ahead with what? You're the guy talking.
All right, so I think you should quit. I agree with what whatever it was that I just said. Yeah, let me just pick up the... Doug, I think Phil's got the point. It's a great point. Is that Stan Saverin? That's a woman. Oh, sorry.
Now I got to know who he is.
Stan Saverin was a sports reporter at WKIS Orlando. He left to go to Pittsburgh and become a broadcaster, and he's been in Pittsburgh ever since, and I think he was a part of the Pittsburgh Penguin broadcast team. I have no idea.
Well, that sounds boring. But back to what you were talking about.
All right, what I'm talking about is you go out independent, you work per job. While it may appear to be a little bit more insecure in terms of the regularity of the pay, you can choose your own hours, you can choose the jobs. You're a good writer, man. I know you've freelanced.
I've freelanced, yeah, but I haven't, you know, not over a length of time. I mean, I've done the odd article. I've done the odd freelance job for people, but I haven't done it like over 6, 7, 8 months. You know,
but we'd have you on more regularly if you were working that way. Instead of like, you took this big damn sabbatical, you're not even working, now you're back working and you hate it.
I didn't like walking into this guy's office and saying, I'm Doug Dang, gay man, gay jern. And all of a sudden he goes, oh, really? And, you know, he gives me the whole toodaloo. And I said, you know what, man? And I went over, I picked up this big potted palm that was a good, I don't know, about 7 feet high, about a good foot taller than me, and I lifted it, and I shoved it out through an open window, and I heard it kind of crack and then smash. So what it did was it hit the kind of an awning thing and then smashed through the windshield of a guy's car.
You're going to have to pay for that? Did the cops come and get you?
I talked to an officer, yeah, and they released me on my own recognizance.
Where was this?
It was some production company out in Santa Clarita.
You know what, man? If I were you,
I get it already. I should quit. Maybe I've been fired. I don't know.
Well, have you called the office?
No, I have not.
Who's your boss there?
Newbie Wilson, I told you.
Well, can you hang on?
Well, what are you jackasses going to do?
I'm going to call over there and see if Newbie knows what you did. Unless you don't want me to.
I could give a flat.
Yeah, what's his name, Newbie?
Yeah, Newbie Wilson, please.
So Bud's on it. Bud Dickman is right now on the phone to the Orange County Courier.
Newbie, yeah, Mr. Wilson? Yeah, Bud Dickman, Phil Henry Show. We're talking about Doug Danger. Doug Danger, yeah. Yeah, ballerina slippers. Can I just...
Hey, Newbie, it's Phil Henry.
Oh, hi, Phil.
Newbie, how are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. I have spoken to you guys a long time.
Newbie, hi, it's Margaret Gray. We just spoke to Doug Danger.
Oh, yeah, Doug's come up rare, it seems like.
Yes, he's back from Canada, huh?
Yeah, we got him back in the office, got him back in the saddle again, you know.
Well, I got to tell you something. I just talked to Doug. He's on the other line. He may have something to tell you. Do you want to get him?
Yeah. Doug, I got Newbie on a phone if you want to.
Hey, Newbie, it's Doug Danger. How you doing? Oh, well, hi, Doug. How are you? I'm good. Listen, the job you sent me out on when I went to Poncho Productions, I want to talk to that guy, Mr. Pillar. Yeah, what about it? Well, I told him I was, I gave him the Gay Man and Gay Journal. Oh, you kill me with that. Every person you meet, you're told that you're gay? No, I tell them I'm gay. Right? And I told him I was a gay man, a gay journalist. I said the shows he had coming out weren't any good.
Well, that's what a critic does, you know. Do you get the story?
No, I did not. I when I said I was a gay man, gay journalist for the second time, he gave me this toodaloo.
Uh-huh.
I picked up a potted palm in his office, and I pushed it out the window, and I went down on top of a car. I think I smashed the car's windshield.
Wow.
Yeah, and the police came and talked to me.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. I went right home. I didn't even go back to the office.
Well, have you got a story you're going to file for tomorrow?
No, I have no story.
Uh-huh. Well, do you want to talk about this on another...
I guess we should, yeah.
Because right now I'm with my daughter. We're getting gummy bears or something. I don't know what she... I shouldn't even be out in the middle of a pandemic, but I couldn't take it any longer, so we've got on those COVID masks and we're looking for candy.
Uh-huh.
All right, well... I'll get home. I'll give you a call.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks very much, Newbie. Phil Henry here. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Bud?
I'll just get rid of the line. Yeah. So,
all right. Well, Doug, what do you think?
What do I think about what, man? He's going to fire me. I know that. I could tell, you know. So.
Are you at the office?
No, I'm at my house. I'm just playing a tape recording of a newsroom.
Why?
Because I wasn't quite sure where you wanted me to be, so I'm at home. I'm not at the office.
Well, then why don't you have a tape recording of you at home?
What does that sound like? A cat meowing and somebody and me cutting a fart? I'm gay, okay? And every time...
I know that, man, but the fact is that you are now an unemployed gay man and gay journalist, sounds like.
I don't know.
All right, so try that on for size, man. Go out and...
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I got him on the other line now. Newbie. Yeah, I'm talking to Phil Hendry now. I'm still on the air with Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry. I'm on the air with Phil Hendry. The guy you just talked to. The guy that called you. Phil, H-E-N-D-R-I-E. Yeah. Where are you? You're still doing what? You're what? You're getting...
Yeah, I got him here.
He's on the line?
Yeah, he's always... He never hung up.
Hi, Mr. Hendry.
Yeah.
I was standing by for you. In the meantime, I called Doug.
So, are you there, Doug?
Yeah.
All right. So, why don't we get together?
Story to file and didn't do it, you know. Anybody told you? Okay, newbie. Thanks a lot, man. I mean, thanks for the breaks, you know. Oh, he hung up.
Yeah, he hung up. Thanks, Doug.
Well, I mean, I told you, you know, it's a...
Yeah, that's the biggest waste of an interview.
Oh, well, I'm real sorry that my life is in crisis and you can't handle it.
I don't worry. I'm not worried about your life being in crisis, but I...
Yeah, go ahead.
Doug Danger, ladies and gentlemen, from the... Oh, you just hung up on him, Phil. I think that's very...
Yeah, Phil, you ought to resolve it.
Okay, hey, Doug, let me resolve it with you, okay? Are you there? Hey, Doug. Doug.
He hung up.
Well, how can he hang up?
You hung up on him.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show and Phil... What is that?
Doug Danger.
Did you hang up?
Yeah, I did, but I just called back.
Called back?
Well, tell me he called back, will you?
Okay.
Yeah, I just did now.
Yeah, I just told you, Mr. Henry, he called back. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yes, Doug.
Well, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I want to say this. You had a great career. You went to Canada for 2 years. You took time off, came back long enough to get fired. That's what I want to say.
Well, you left out one thing.
What's that?
I threw a palm tree through a window. Okay? So you remember that the next time that you settle for second best. Doug Danger didn't settle for second best. Doug picked up a palm tree and threw it through a guy's window to let the world know that Doug Danger will not settle for second best.
No, he won't settle for second best. He wants to be unemployed. Hello?
What?
Why is he able to hang up?
Because we had hung up originally, so then he hung it up. You know,
he hung it up.
I mean, he hung up.
Yeah?
And so then he called back just like a regular guy.
Man. What? Can I ask a question? What is this you can't hang up thing? Where did you guys come up with that? How does that work?
Don't ask me. It's something that Doug or that Bud figured out.
Well, someday, Bud, let us in on the formula on how it is a guy can't hang up on this show.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty specific stuff. Yeah, I'm thinking about getting a patent for it.
Oh, get out of here, man. We're going to be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. We have Dean Wheeler with us and some real excitement. Something interesting to talk about, folks. Some real excitement at his house earlier today. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Now you can go to the Phil Hendry Show merch store and get your very own COVID mask. The one that you wrap around your face, walk around and go, hey, I'm wearing a mask. What are you going to do about it? You can get the Citizens Auxiliary Police COVID mask or the Oregon Beaver Brigade COVID mask or, coming soon, the Florida Gator Brigade COVID mask and get it all at the Phil Hendry Show merch store. I'm running out of time. The Phil Hendry Show merch store at philhendryshow.com. World famous Phil Hendry Show, welcome back. Here we got Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center. Dean is also the owner of Wheeler Resorts and as well as the Man Camp. And Dean joins us on the Newsmaker line right now. He's at his home there in Nevada. How are you, Dean?
You know, no worse for the wear.
I understand you had some excitement.
Well, we did, and it was interesting that I was having this afternoon a little bit of soup that I'd made. I enjoy making split pea soup because it seems to balance the blood sugars, and it also helps with digestion. And I'd made some split pea soup, and I'd had a copy of some Krishnamurti that I was reading. And all of a sudden, I saw slamming up against the glass of our den window here, where we live in a cul-de-sac here, Phil, where the Holistic Center is actually attached to our home.
Now, I have to ask you, was Emeralda there?
Emeralda was gone. She is traveling on behalf of Buffon International, which is the cosmetic line that she's currently associated with. And she's also doing some recording down in San Jose.
Oh, she's recording and you're not there?
She asked me to just we're taking a little bit of time away from each other.
I hope there's nothing wrong.
No. There's nothing. Our marriage is as strong as ever, but she told me, in so many words, to, get lost.
Well, that sounds bad. Dean, are you sure there's nothing wrong?
Everything's fine, but, you know, she wants to do her thing. And so I said, honey, with my blessings, go off, do some recording if you want. Talk to some, whoever you want to talk to. You know, and I'm thinking, I know, and you know, Phil, maybe you don't. She's not, without me, she doesn't have that much talent. So go off and meet the people and this and that. But without me, she's not really going to go very far because she's got a voice it's not pleasant to listen to.
Now, this is your wife who you've been promoting as a singer.
Yes, I have. But when you listen to Amarilda, I've done everything. I've worked with her as far as I can. But when she sings, it's like this. She sings a song called Mi Amor, or Mi Amiga. That's it, Mi Amiga. It's a Ennio Morricone song, and she sings it like, Mi Amiga. That's what it sounds like. That's exactly what it sounds like.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Have you ever heard my wife sing?
Only what we hear on the distance here from the club.
Right. She can't sing.
But then why have you spent all this time and money...
To make her feel good and make her feel like she could have a career, okay?
You know what I think? I think you're saying this because you're angry that she's gone off by herself.
That's not true.
That's what it sounds like.
No, it's not true.
I think you're angry at her because she's gone off to record in San Jose. You're not there, and now you're making her sound like... Why is she recording down there? Somebody must be interested in her.
I'll tell you who she is. She's recording for Duffy Jones, who is notoriously can't. He hasn't got any kind of ear. He's got the lousiest ear in the world.
The guy's a record producer.
He may be a record producer, but he can't hear. He can't hear. He's deaf. I'm telling you right now, Phil, he's literally deaf.
Man, how is that possible for a guy to be deaf and be a record producer?
I don't know, but he's deaf. And Amarilda says to me, oh, I'm going to go record for Mr. Jones in San Jose. I said, good luck to you, honey. Good. Boy, are you ever going to need luck because he's deaf. And she gave me the finger, and that's the last I saw of her, so...
Boy, oh boy. I mean, come on, Dean. You guys, that doesn't sound good.
It's fine. For the first time in several years, I've got some quiet and peace. But let me just tell you what happened here. So all of that, I'm trying to get out of my mind. I'm reading a novel. I'm reading, actually, a volume of J. Krishnamurti. I've made myself some split pea soup. Absolutely delicious. And I sat down to enjoy the J. Krishnamurti. And I, all of a sudden, see a man with a wild-looking hair, no shirt, hospital pants, slam up against the front window, and then run off. And then coming through my yard is the Marin County Sheriff and some of the local officers here at the Novato Police Department. And I'm saying...
Good God.
Yeah, I'm saying, what's going on here?
What happened?
Some guy escaped from a lunatic asylum or something and slammed up against the window. And I saw that, and I walked out on my front porch, and I see this guy careening through my yard. I see some black and whites are pulling up, and they're all saying, get back in your house, sir, get back in your house. And it was almost as if, Phil, that was the last straw, you know? I said, you want me to get back in my house? They said, yeah. I said, well, okay. I walked back inside, and I grabbed a baseball bat.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, no, hold on. I grabbed a baseball bat from underneath the bed.
Now, you're a man decidedly opposed to violence.
I am absolutely a pacifist in every way.
But what do you got a baseball bat under the bed for? Yeah, what's that for?
I mean, old habits die hard. What do you want from me?
So you're nonviolent, but you keep a baseball bat under the bed.
Yes, I do. And I went and I got the baseball bat, and I began to swing it wildly. I hollered at the guy. I said, hey, I'm over here. You want to come into the house? Come on into the house. Meanwhile, the cops...
Oh, Dean, it sounds like you're trying to kill yourself or you're displaying some macho you don't have.
What? What are you talking about?
You heard me.
Well, no, it wasn't, Margaret. I said, why don't you come on back here and I'll end your problems real fast. And this guy's looking at me and he's going, hey, you know, F you. He's saying all these four-letter words. He's trying to get out the front gate. There's cops out front. He comes running back toward me. And all of a sudden, I just dove back into the house and slammed the door shut and locked the door behind me. And the reason why I'm telling you this is I figured you're going to hear it.
So in other words, you were the big man, and then the man ran back toward you, and you dove back in the house.
I suddenly realized I wasn't such a...
You know, we've got you on the air today. We had Doug Danger on the air going through a whole life crisis. What's going on with people?
I think it's this whole pandemic thing.
I don't know.
You got some kind of flu? Not flu. You got some kind of cabin fever?
I don't know. When the guy was in the yard and I saw him, I went out with a baseball bat and I started swinging it around saying, come on, yeah. You want some of me? This will be the last thing that you see. This bat and my face looking at you. And that guy turned around and started running toward me, and I just got back in the house and slammed the door and locked it.
So you got scared. You got scared.
Yeah.
So we had Doug Danger on the show, and Doug was going through some kind of a life crisis where he couldn't take it anymore. He didn't want to be a writer. He threw a palm out of the window of a guy's office.
Who was that?
Doug Danger.
Yeah.
And now you are sitting there with your wife off in San Jose, possibly recording for Duffy Jones. And
geez, Duffy Jones is deaf, dumb, and blind. I'm telling you.
You told us he was deaf. Now he's missing two other senses.
I swear to God, he's deaf, dumb, and blind. I've seen him walk right out into traffic, and I've seen people grab him, you know?
Well, what are you talking? You're saying the man can't, does he drive a car?
He thinks he can drive.
Well, I mean, is he really blind? Is the man blind or not?
I'm telling you, I think he's deaf, dumb, and blind. Meaning, I don't think he knows how to talk. I've heard him talk, but the stuff that comes out...
This is a record producer that your wife is working with.
Yes, and I told her. I think what happened today is I probably was looking to kill myself or something.
Oh, that...
Yeah.
Now, you know what? You're being very reckless with your life.
You're
being reckless with your life. Your wife's off. You're stepping outside. You're trying to, antagonize some escaped lunatic. He comes running back at you. You dive inside the house.
Good thing you did, man. That guy might have gotten his hands on you.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, well, what? You weren't going to use the bat.
I had the bat. I wanted to use the bat, but I couldn't use it. So, anyway, the reason why I tell you that is because I was reading Krishnamurti, and I was sipping tea and having... split bean soup or whatever the hell it's called. Split pea soup. And I was feeling really good about myself. I felt even. I felt all of the humors were aligned. I felt that I had just meditated. And now I'm diving back into the house. I even soiled myself, you can believe that.
Jesus Christ. Oh, man, you're kidding.
So I dive back into the house with my pants full of you-know-what. And I guess that's...
Well, I don't know, man. Maybe it's some kind of a karmic thing that you needed.
Yeah, okay, sure, Phil. Here I ate split pea soup. I drank tea.
So what?
So those things are very balancing.
And you're reading Krishnamurti.
I'm reading J. Krishnamurti. Here comes a guy, a wild man. I dive back into the house, and I urinated in my pants, and I...
Dropped a load. You dropped a load, didn't you?
I soiled a pair of jeans. Did you just laugh?
No, I didn't. No, I did not.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely sure.
Anybody else see Phil Henry laugh?
No, we didn't.
No, we did not. No. Yeah.
I think you need to get Emeralda back.
Well, that was my question. I think I had to call her up and say, okay, look, honey, you know, quit wasting your time. He's deaf, dumb, and blind. You can't sing. Come on home and make me some eggs and let's...
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what's going to get her back.
Well, what do you think I should say?
Call her up and say... I love you. I need you, baby. I support you 1,000,000%. You finish what you're doing in San Jose. I can't wait for you to get home.
What?
Well, Phil.
No, I'm telling you. That's what you ought to say.
Can't wait for you to get home. That's going to be another couple of weeks.
Man, I think Mr. Henry's right. You don't want her to think you're some kind of a pussy.
Yeah, you don't think you're like a sissy and everything.
But I got to have her back now.
Dean, take it from me, man. Just say, honey, I really miss you. I love you. I hope everything's going great. When you're done, come on back, and I'll make you dinner and take you out, and we'll talk all about how the recording session went. No good, huh?
I'm sorry. I'm throwing up.
He's throwing up.
You're throwing up.
I spit up a little bit.
Good luck, Dean.
Thanks a lot, Phil. I do appreciate it, but, you know, when you learn something about women, you give me a call back, okay?
Okay. Sure enough.
Yeah. That will never be.
Dean Wheeler on the world-famous Phil Henry Show from Novato, California, where he had a guy, an escaped lunatic in his yard today that he threatened with a bat. When the guy came running at him, he dove back into his house and locked the door, crapped his pants, and urinated. And this is all happening while his wife is off recording with Duffy Jones, who he says is deaf, dumb, and blind.
This is a recording recording engineer? No, he's a producer.
Producer. And that after we had Doug Danger on, who I don't know what Doug was talking about, other than the fact that he's come to a reckoning. He doesn't want to be a journalist anymore. He doesn't want to write about television. He's doing shorthand that's pissing people off to the point.
Well, he's doing like, what does he say?
Yeah, he says, I'm Doug Dan, gay game.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it doesn't, he's not even saying gay man, gay journalist anymore. It sounds like both of these guys have experienced life moments, life crises, and we'll have to check back in with them real, real soon.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
She's Margaret Gray.
Yay!
Wow. Hey, tonight it's the chat, the Phil Henry Show chat. Don't miss it. Tonight I'll be taking questions, actually questions that we were fielding over at the BSP page, and I'll be answering some of your questions, stuff that you wanted to ask me. I mean, I've never been so egotistical. All right, Phil, give it a rest. Anyway, tonight, 7 o'clock at the Phil Henry Show chat at philhenryshow.com, 7 o'clock Pacific. Be there.